Yes, podcast time once again. Seriously, Lou, here at the Borders 105.7 Triple M with Lou and Al for breakfast. How quick has Friday come about?
It's been a very speedy week this week, but I feel like that's an old person thing to say because you know how, you know, like we've discussed this before, but when you're a kid, everything goes in slow-mo.
Yep.
But when you're an adult, everything just flies past because you're running out of time at a rate of knots.
Well, that's turned this conversation a little bit morbid, didn't it? Here we were getting ready
for I'm running out of time quicker than you are. But I mean, you know what I mean, though. It seems weird that the year's already marched past January. Like the month it's done.
Well, that was my other point. Welcome to February. Because that has crept up on me way too quick.
Unbelievable. And it's almost like it took until now for life and businesses to get back to normal.
Yes.
Because it felt like everyone was on holidays for January.
Pretty much. And then when we first got in a couple of weeks ago, we were looking for things to talk about locally around town. But town was still in holiday mode.
Yes.
The border was still relaxing, putting their feet up, enjoying a well-earned break, obviously.
The border was on a ski biscuit out at the weir. Honestly, that's where they were, I'm telling you, or on a jet ski or just on a boat.
Given the choice, I probably would have joined them.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. But now we have got to, you know, kids are going back to school earlier this week for most of the rest of the border. For some little ones, it's their last year of schooling. For others, it's their very first week. It's been a busy week. We're getting back to normal things, which is kind of disappointing because as much as we want holidays.
No, but now we're just waiting for Easter. Because, you know, hot cross buns are already there.
Yeah. They were there on December 27,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Pretty well. So, you know, that's our next little leap to look forward to, isn't it, really? Like Easter time?
Where we're going, that'll be here before we know it.
Wow.
And then we'll be working out where the Christmas tree goes.
No.
Have you taken yours down?
Mine got taken down, I want to say, about January 2.
That's not
or
bad.
Three. Like it was taken down the fastest it's ever been taken down. I was a little, and the kids took it down voluntarily without me even having to harp at them
to do
it.
Growing up, aren't they?
I know. They're big kids now.
Oh, that's
fly,
amazing.
Fly, be free, my little ones.
So gone are the days in your household where for months and months there'd be a Christmas tree in March, April, May. Maybe we should take this down.
Look, I did it. I reckon the last time I had it up until about September.
Yep.
And then I just got sick of it and put it down and thought, well, that was really stupid because I've just created more work for myself because it's going up in a couple of months.
Oh, wow.
So anyway,
I've
only done that once.
I feel for anyone that does that elaborate Christmas lights display all over the house, all over the roof, all over the front garden. And then the time that they've invested to put that up, to set it, to make sure every bulb's working, to, you know, do the lights, the patterns, the sounds and everything. Taking it down must be equally as hassling.
Oh, without a doubt. And it takes months for some people to get their Christmas displays up.
We were chatting to people back in October getting ready for that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, I mean, look, I've seen some people that have still got Christmas lights up on their houses. They're just disguised as non-Christmas lights now. They're just little cute flashing lights. Fairy lights.
Just in case.
But I tried that experiment once where you leave the Christmas tree up and I couldn't go through with it. But I know people that actually put a sheet over their Christmas tree and pop it in the spare room and then just pull it out fully
decorated. Like summer house furniture, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
If I had a spare room, you know what? I'd entertain that idea.
If you had space, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's actually not a terrible idea. It's a labour-saving device and I'm all about that.
So here we are. We're back into a week where things are slowly getting back into a normal year, and with the return of us going to work, going back to school, all of those kinds of things that we hold and know each and every year. Same with big TV shows. Like a certain Australian Idol on at the moment.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time since we've had Idol on our telly, but I remember when first watching it thinking, oh, this is awesome.
Yep.
And obviously from the American Idol, you know, model.
Yes.
And, it's nice to have it back, but the reason that we're so interested in it, of course, is because we've got a local in the mix.
In the top 50.
Yeah,
thank
Jess Crossman from Holbrook, a 26-year-old paramedic from Holbrook, and she got through to the top 50. So from here? Yeah.
Given how many, and as soon as they said, look, Idol is coming back, new season, good to go, here's how you apply, they would have been just absolutely inundated with people ready to go. So to go from that list of potentially tens of thousands to 50.
I know, it's fantastic.
She's done exceptionally well for herself. And earlier this week, we caught up with her for a big chat. And if you missed it, well, this is Jess from Holbrook here at Triple M.
Yes, indeed. Jess Crossman, paramedic from Holbrook, auditioned for Australian Idol on Wednesday night and got through to the top 50, and she joins us right now. Hey, Jess.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're exceptional. Great. But congratulations to you, not only for making the top 50, but holding this a secret because this happened back in October and you have had to keep this on the down low, on the quiet, till now.
Yeah, it's definitely been a really hard... I'm a bad liar, so... Nightmare. My worst nightmare, everyone thinking that I'm acting strange and having the secret, so it's so nice to be able to share it with everyone now.
Oh, huge relief.
So Wednesday night you auditioned on Idol. You sang You Got the Love by Florence and the Machine. For those that didn't see, what were the judges' comments?
So I actually thought the judges' comments were quite fair. Megan didn't really have much to comment at all, so she was giving me a no straight off the bank, which Ooh. Is, you know, okay, I'm not always... You know, you can't be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Kyle and Harry were yeses, pretty much straight up.
Yep.
They wanted to see what they had in the tank. And then Amy Shark was the deciding one. So Megan said no, and then I got the two yeses, and then Amy Shark was definitely, yeah, it was, I liked that she was the one that got to make the decision because I've followed her career for a long time now. And
oh,
it was uplifting.
So it was up to Amy, and thankfully one of your idols didn't crush you and say, no, sorry, you've got to turn around and go home, go back to Holbrook.
So, Jess, when will we see you again?
You know what? Like, heaps of people keep asking me this, and you'll get as good as mine. I mean, like, I can't tell anyone. It's really hard because there's only so much that I'm allowed to say.
Of course.
I'm not exactly sure when I'm going to pop up again, but I'll, like, if you stay tuned on all my socials, I'm sure you'll hear about it.
So but you definitely will pop up again. That's the main thing, because you've made it through to the top 50, so we will see you again.
Yes, it's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
Has the reception been through the work? We found out that you work as a paramedic. Has things changed now that you've appeared on telly? Is it, you know, a huge buzz around the workplace? Are you catching up with patients that are like, thank you for saving my life, but by the way, you were great?
So I haven't actually been back to work since my audition aired, but even in such a tiny town, and so yeah, I went out for dinner last night and they had come up to me and they recognised me from the TV, which is really surreal.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know that it's only a little town, but still, like, at first I'm like, I kept thinking to myself, I thought, oh, how do you know me? And then they said, oh, the TV, and I went, oh. I was like...
Yeah, that's what it's like when you live in a little place.
I know, so, yeah, it's a bit weird having your whole life, you know, bit like on national television, people coming up and talking to me and relating with me and stuff. So that's kind of nice. I mean, I'm sure they'll all forget about it soon anyway.
No, never.
But we're just excited. We love it when a local has a go. And you've been dreaming about doing this since you were a little girl. So it's fantastic that you stepped up and did it. It must have been quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it was definitely scary. I think I was actually just saying this yesterday. I said, I think I feel more calm in the back of a moving ambulance than I did in 4 judges, so I don't know what that says.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I guess your work is your comfort zone. You know what you're doing there. You're ready for, you know, any eventuality.
But absolutely.
Getting out on stage in front of people, that's the big unknown.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you're being judged for it too. I feel it definitely puts another aspect of pressure on there.
Certainly does. Hey, one last question before we let you go, Jess, and thank you so much for your time on the show this morning. Win, lose or draw with Idol, has this inspired you to pursue a career in music? If you get so far in this competition but ultimately don't make it to the end, are you still going to go, you know what, I'm loving what I'm doing, this could be the new future for me?
Definitely, this is, it's sparked the music fire in me once again. So, yeah, before I decided to become an Amber, I was working on my music pretty hard, and then I sort of lost track of it for a while, but it's definitely given me the motivation. Even if I didn't get through to the top 50, I think definitely given me that push.
Excellent.
So no matter what happens, you will be hearing more from me.
That's fantastic. Well, Jess Crossman, good luck with your journey on Idol.
This.
We can't wait to see you on the telly again. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Have a great day.
You too. This is Triple M.